Hello and welcome back to Final Stage Podcast. This is episode 9, and today we only have myself and Trent. We're back down to only two people for the time being because of schedule complications. Again, but whatever, we'll make it work. So starting off with viewer questions, which we don't have any, but if you'd like to ask us a viewer question, you can go to finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com and send us a question on there. There's an ask button. Or you can tweet us at Final Stage Cast or leave a comment in the YouTube section. And just a reminder, we are on iTunes, so if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast and download it there, you can. Moving on, the Elder Scrolls Online leaked gameplay. You didn't get to see it, right?
No, they took down the video before I was able to view it.
Yeah, that sucks. But it wasn't, I don't know. You know, I'm not a real big MMO fan, but it really just looked like Skyrim to me.
To me, at least.
Like, it was very Skyrim-esque.
Was it like Skyrim with friends?
It was like Skyrim with friends. It actually was. Like, when I saw it, he was going through the character customization, and then he went to, he was on a boat. And it was really cool because, like, you know how boats in Skyrim, you can't really go through them. You can just go on them and in them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this, it was like a huge boat, and he was on it. And he could, like, go into, like, he went into multiple rooms on the boat. So it wasn't just, like, a small, it wasn't for show. It was an actual boat.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then he jumped off. It was, like, a tropical place.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that, like, where, the Khajiit come from?
I think elsewhere.
Elsewhere. There were palm trees and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, he just jumped in the water and swam to shore and then started killing mud crabs. That was really all I did in the video that I saw. I didn't want to spoil a lot. No, wait, that's not true. I'm not going to play it. I don't know why I didn't watch a lot. I might have gotten bored. I was just like, okay, I get the main points from this. But yeah, it had the Skyrim reticle and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish that they would just make Skyrim multiplayer. Like, at least one other person could join you.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Like, co-op.
It would have been cool.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't. I mean, I remember them saying, like, they had to do that, they would have had to make the single player less awesome than it is.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the justification was, other than that.
Maybe not even be able to do, like, main story quests with your person, or even guild quests, but I mean, just dick around in Skyrim with a friend. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that would have been, would have been awesome.
I know.
Like, to just go around and kill dragons and stuff.
It would have been sweet. And you could fight each other. And
yeah, like an arena type thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would. I don't know.
Would you play it if it was free?
I don't know. Just MMOs, like, I don't know. They just seem like
they suck up so much time if you really want to get good or play it.
Like, get into them, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think I'd ever be able to get into it. Like,
I know that I felt like whenever I was playing Old Republic for a while, and then
you felt like you couldn't get into it?
No, if I had a better computer, I would play that, like, all the time. But whenever you're first playing, and you see someone run past who's, like, level awesome.
Level awesome.
And then you just, you're like, they've been playing this since birth. For forever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, this they don't matter though, right? Like, they're just there.
I don't know. They probably can fight you. I don't know.
Like, that's what I don't understand about MMOs. Like, if you're just walking around, can someone just come murder you with a super axe and just
I have no
take
idea.
Your shit?
I hope not.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
Because I feel like there'd just be people that run around and do that all the time.
Dickheads.
Yeah.
They would do that all the time.
I feel like that'd be a design flaw, though, if that could happen, because then he would just never not do that.
I know that. I think
maybe you have to initiate it.
Yeah,
or
you
something.
Have to, like, agree to fight.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how you'd have
well, then
to
that's
do it.
Not bad, then.
I don't know.
It
seemed kind of fun just because it's co-op, and
yeah, have you seen anything else on it at all?
I only saw the trailer that came out a couple, like, maybe a month ago. Almost a month.
Was it just, like, them running around?
Yeah, it showed, like, the PvP. The PvP looks really cool. Like,
it's just 1v1?
No, it's like army versus army, and you're in the army, and the one had, like, was behind a castle, and then the other one was storming it. It looked pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, is it whole armies?
It looked like it. It looked like there were hundreds of people on each side.
So do you want to add anything on Elder Scrolls? Or are we done?
No, that's it. No.
Okay. I mean, I wish you would have seen the gameplay, because it was pretty cool. The combat seems all right. I only saw him using, like, magic.
Really?
Yeah, it was it was a staff. Magic staff.
I don't know how, like, sneaking would
work. He snuck. It's the same as Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, it was detected, not detected, like the eye.
I wonder if he could go in first person. Did he go in first person?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
He did.
Cool.
He went
in
first person.
Because I liked first person, just because, I don't know.
I did too. But I played, like, the first, in Skyrim, I played, like, the first dozen hours in third person. But then I switched to first person. Third person was cool.
Yeah.
Just
because
you could see your character.
Could see, yeah. But if you wanted to actually pick things up.
Yeah.
First person.
Yeah, exactly.
Or aim.
Yeah, because, like, if you would try to do anything in third person that wasn't attack, it was not going to work. Because your cursor was, like, off.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Xbox Live being down. Did you hear a lot on this?
I just heard that it was down and that I was able to get on it.
Yeah.
You weren't.
Yeah, like, everyone else was down and then you were like, I can get on. You
the
play
one time I can get on.
Yeah.
No one else can.
That sucks. But, yeah, I don't know much on it. They said, they came out officially and said that it wasn't hacked. So that's good. But makes me wonder what actually happened.
Their server building burned down.
Yeah, or just like some guy spilled his coffee on that one critical thing that he can't spill his coffee on.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, originally people thought it was Anonymous that hacked. But
it wasn't.
No, I don't think it was. Because a month before, in March, someone hacked Microsoft, and then they thought it was Anonymous then, and they were like, it wasn't us. We're gamers, and I forget what the exact quote was, but we wouldn't do that. They use the word counterproductivity, so they just think it's counterproductive to do that, because it's not really critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Xbox Live was down for, like, I want to say a whole day.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get any, like, compensation for it?
I doubt it.
Really?
I mean, didn't they give us, like, a day of live or something like that?
They gave me a month for the cloud service being down for a day.
I got that, too.
I know, but I don't, like, I didn't even know. I was like, oh, I guess cloud service was down. Free month.
I don't think I ever used, a little bit.
I know I did for Minecraft for a while.
It's pretty useful. I just forget about it. Just
yeah. Well, I mean, it's only 512 megabytes, so you can't do anything significant.
Yeah.
But still, like, if you just need a save file, then yeah, that's really useful.
Yeah.
But I never really use it. I didn't even notice that it was down that time. But all of Xbox Live was down this time, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know you don't understand because it wasn't down for you.
Yeah.
But all of it was down. Like, no one could get on.
Like, the dashboard wasn't coming up?
Well, the dashboard was coming up, but your live dashboard wasn't coming up.
Okay.
There were no ads. There wasn't anything.
Oh, good. No ads.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just sit there and watch the ads.
Well,
if I'm bored.
Well, I mean, I watch it for, like, a second, and then I get bored.
Like the five gum ads.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just watch
the guy laying metal marbles. Well, you know what I do? If we're talking about dashboard, I just sit on the Wii U menu and watch all the people's art scroll by. That's so entertaining. Like, because you don't see a repeat. People's drawings.
Okay.
Like, you don't see a repeat until, like, 20 minutes in, and then you're like, wow, I've been sitting here for a while.
Those are pretty cool. That's a cool concept.
Yeah, definitely.
An implementation.
Yeah. Speaking of Wii U, there's going to be an update next week that improves operating system speeds by, like, a lot. Like, tenfold.
Significantly.
Yeah.
I think I saw a preview video.
Yeah, like, they went to the dashboard or whatever you want to call it, and it took, like, 2 seconds. And then the other one, it was a side-by-side comparison, and it took forever. Got anything else to add on Xbox Live being down?
No, yeah. I didn't have to experience that, so
I mean, it was, I don't know, it wasn't that bad of an inconvenience, or that much of an inconvenience, but still. Like, I wanted to get on, because you were on, and I wanted to play Halo, and nope. No dice. Moving on, EA shutting down SimSocial, and I believe SimCity Social. I want to say they shut both of those down. But I know they're shutting SimSocial down for sure. And I think they're not, like, this isn't really a big thing other than the fact that, like, you know how you can put real money into a like an app and then get fake currency in the game? You can do that in this, but if it's left over when they shut it down, you don't get your money back.
That's
or
so stupid.
Yeah, I know. So, like, if you bought a $20 thing and haven't used it yet, then no dice. Again.
No one has any dice at this point.
But, like, that's really stupid that you put actual money into it and they're not going to refund you.
Yeah.
Because they're shutting down a service. Then again, they did... It's like June 14th or something, so they gave you a little bit of a heads up. But if you're one of those nutcases that puts hundreds of dollars into those games daily, not daily, but, you know, in advance.
Over a month, maybe.
Yeah.
You, like, bought $100 into it.
Yeah. And you haven't used it yet, then you're screwed.
Or even if you have used it and you put $100 into that and they're shutting it down and you won't be able to...
Yeah. I don't know. That's dumb. I wanted to play... I wanted to get into SimCity Social just because I didn't want to buy SimCity. But I don't know how well that's going to go. Well, it's not going to go anymore. I don't think SimCity Social is getting... Or I think SimCity Social is getting taken down. But Sim Social, for sure, is getting taken down. I think it's been up for a couple years, so it's not that big of a deal. But SimCity Social is... Has only been up for... I think it was announced at E3 2012. So that hasn't been up for a long time at all. A year at most.
SimCity?
SimCity Social.
What's the difference?
Social.
Oh, just,
I think.
Okay.
Well, it's a Facebook game. These are both Facebook games. Yeah, I don't really know anything beyond that other than the fact that it's kind of like Farmville and the fact that other people have cities that you can interact with.
Oh, burn them down.
Burn them down. Meteor strike. Do you have anything to... I mean, I know you play SimSocial on the reg.
Yeah.
With your amazing internet connection.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Too bad Jackson couldn't be here because he wanted to talk about Time Splitters HD mod with Crytek 3.
Yes.
Yeah. He wanted to talk about that, but unfortunately he can't be here. Oh, well. Yeah, they're making... I think it's a mod. I think it's just a mod for that Crytek is doing for Time Splitters. I believe Time Splitters 1 and not Time Splitters 2. I never played Time Splitters, so I don't really know what the game is. But anything remading CryEngine 3...
Usually it's good.
Yeah. I know they're doing a Jurassic Park game called, like, Aftermath or something.
Really?
With CryEngine 3, yeah. And it's... I think it's the aftermath of the first movie. So there's, like, overturned Jeeps and stuff and, like, holes in fences and where the raptor broke out and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you play as a human?
I don't know what you play as.
Or a dinosaur.
Maybe you play...
I feel like you just play as a human because it'd be stupid to play
as a dinosaur. Yeah, it'd be dumb as shit to play as a dinosaur. Oh, great.
I can't see my feet.
Yeah.
You can't even see these small ass arms.
I guess if you were a T-Rex. I don't really know what exactly the game is about. I only saw a small amount of footage. But yeah, I don't really know. I can't talk much about Time Splitters other than the fact that it's getting an HD mod with CryEngine 3. So fans of the series will be happy to know that. Moving on to... Did you see the cash and carry pictures for GTA 5?
Yeah, I saw a few.
Yeah, there were only two. It was... I think they had, like, duffel bags of cash on them.
Yeah.
With on a jet ski and a motorcycle. And I think they were just... Really, they were just showcasing, like...
The different types of vehicles?
Yeah, the different types of, like, vehicles and runaway, getaway things. Jet skis is new. That wasn't in GTA 4.
Do you have to have someone drive the boat?
Well, I mean, it's a jet ski, so...
Well, in the campaign, are there... is it co-op campaign?
GTA 5?
Yeah.
No, it's... I think they're... Well, I know they're mainly single player, but... I don't know what the multiplayer is going to be like for this one. Because I know the multiplayer for GTA 4 was just, like, mess around. It was nothing... There was no objective in GTA 4. Unless you did, like, deathmatch and stuff, which got pretty old pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that fun. But I don't think there's co-op in GTA 5. Okay. I don't think. Were you going for, like, heist?
Yeah, I didn't know if, like... Like, you'd be doing a drive-by on a boat in jet skis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, hijack a yacht.
A yacht? Why would you hijack a yacht for a getaway vehicle?
Well, like, you rob them, jump on your jet skis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know why you have jet skis. I don't know why you would need jet skis.
I know, well, jet skis are just cool. I
mean, they are like, cool. I'm just...
They weren't in GTA 4, so why
maybe
not?
Maybe, like, rocket jet skis. You didn't need a boat.
Rocket jet skis?
I don't know.
Like, with rockets on them?
That's more like Saints Row. That's
yeah, I was going to say, you're thinking Saints Row here. GTA 5 is more realistic, I think. I know.
Do you?
Yeah. GTA in general is. But yeah, I think they were just showing, like, the different types of getaway and stuff. Because I read the actual posting on Rockstar, whatever you want to call it, their page, with the screenshots, and they were like, there are many more vehicles. And I was like, yeah. It's GTA.
Could you fly jets in GTA?
In the third... Or in the... God. In GTA San Andreas, you could fly planes. But in GTA 4, you could not. Why?
I don't know. Because that was, like, one aspect of Saints Row 3 that I liked. I liked just cruising. Yeah.
In GTA 5, I think, they've teased it. Like, in the trailer.
That'll be cool.
When the GTA 5 logo comes up, a plane passes it. I want to say for sure you can fly planes, because there have been many screenshots of planes. So
that'll be cool.
Yeah. Plus, I think it's in the same same place as San Andreas, just remade, I think.
In GTA.
Or Vice City, maybe Vice City.
In GTA, do you go around and, like, buy buildings and stuff like that, or is it just, like, story-based, like, you go here and...
Well, you get safe houses
okay.
along the way. You can't buy them, though. They are
is it like Godfather, kind of?
Like extortion stuff?
No, like with the safe houses and stuff like that.
Kind of. Yeah,
and maybe
kind
with
of.
The extortion.
No, there's no extortion or anything.
Okay.
But definitely with the safe houses, yeah. Like, as you do the story, you unlock them as you go, and they get better and better. Like, you start out in a shitty apartment.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last time I played, I'm in, like, a... high hotel room thing. I don't know.
Watch out, guys.
Yeah, I know. I lost interest in the story. I know it was good. It was, like, award-winning, I think, but I just didn't... I don't know. I think I'm going to try to play GTA 5 without cheats. I think that
really?
Was what ruined GTA 4.
Really?
Because, like, you'd start doing something, and you'd be like, I just want to shoot people. And then you'd take a car down the sidewalk at a million miles an hour for 20 minutes. Which, I don't know, you know, because then you could just call the cops off with your phone. You gonna get GTA 5?
Maybe. I don't know.
Have you seen any story trailers?
No, I haven't.
It looks really good. Like,
I think I only saw the first one where he's like, oh, fuck, he's leaning on a car and he's like, that's not my kid or something like that. Like, his kid watches up and he's ashamed of
him. Yeah, kid, like, he's like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be the most recent one.
Really?
I want to say.
It's like the only one that I saw.
Or maybe there are multiple ones with that.
Maybe.
With that shot. But yeah, I think there are three main characters. I don't know if you can play as them. That'd be really cool if you could switch between them.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they go and do stuff on their own. Like, there's the one black guy. I don't know his name. I don't know any of their names. Then there's the main character who's like, he's the dad. I think he's the main character. And then there's like the crazy guy who just wears a wife beater. And, yeah, I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, I don't know too much.
I'm probably going to get it just because the story looks good, from what I've seen. And the gameplay looks good. Better than, GTA 4, obviously. You know, innovations.
Yeah. I don't know. I might not get it at launch. I might watch you play.
I got GTA 4 at launch. It was a good idea. It was fun at the time. It was like, what? 2008? Maybe?
I know we were still in high school.
Yeah. I don't remember. A long time ago. Got anything to add on GTA 5?
No. Not too much input there.
Moving on to... What do we got? Prince of Persia screenshots. Did you see them?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really... I don't know anything yet. Other than the fact that there's a new Prince of Persia game in the works. They didn't really show much, except the main character. Did you play any Prince of Persia's?
I played one off Chido, and this was, like, forever ago, like... It was around the time of Assassin's Creed 1, I think.
Okay.
Around that time, and I was really confused.
Which one was it?
No idea. I could rewind time. So maybe it was Sands of
Time. Sands of Time. I think that was the very first one.
Yep. I think that's
the one for PS2. I think you could rewind time in the second one, too.
I played the one for Xbox, so 360.
I don't know then, because...
I think.
I think...
I remember not understanding it, because yeah. I didn't know that that was a... I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I think whenever they originally were making Assassin's Creed, they... The code name for it was Prince of Persia HD, I think is what it was called originally. Assassin's Creed 1.
Oh, really?
It was originally called Prince of Persia HD, and then they made it its own franchise.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because, you know, they're Ubisoft, too. Were you, carrying around a girl?
Yes.
Okay, that's... I think. And you were, you would run on walls and stuff, and you had claws? Yeah, you would...
Did you need her help to get
to I want to say, yeah.
I think that's the one that I played.
It relied heavily on verticality gameplay.
Yeah.
You would hang on to hanging pillars and jump from pillar to pillar.
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours I played this game.
Okay. I watched Max play that one. Jackson's brother had it. Yeah. That's all I got. I don't know much about Prince of Persia. Sounds like I do.
Movie was alright. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I like the movie. A lot of people did not like the movie.
Yeah.
I think they just don't like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. The movie was good. And people didn't like it because it was Disney.
Yeah.
Because everyone thought it was going to be like a childish movie.
Yeah.
Avengers. So, you know, whatever. Screw them.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just Disney.
Buying LucasArts?
Yeah.
Or not buying LucasArts.
Shutting them down.
Shutting after down they LucasArts. Bought them. After, no, they bought Star Wars, right?
They bought the license to Star Wars. They bought the studio. And I don't know if they bought LucasArts. I think they did, because Studios does the movies, and LucasArts does the games and all the other media, I think. I think they bought both.
Well, either way, we forgot to add this in last week's podcast, but they shut down LucasArts.
Yeah.
So there goes Battlefront 3 and everything.
Well, didn't they say they were going to try to keep developing?
Something like that. But did you see it? Did you see the Battlefront 3 footage?
No, they took it off.
Called, Wing Assault or something?
Didn't they take it off? The stuff that you sent me?
I'm not sure. They might have. Either way, they were working on something called Star Wars Wing Assault, or Assault Wing, or something like that, and they planned on converting it to Battlefront 3. It was Battlefront 3. You saw the gameplay footage, it was Battlefront 3.
Did it look alright? Were the graphics okay?
Yeah, the graphics were really good. Really? There was no sound. That was the weird thing. There was no sound to the footage. It was just...
Were there space battles? Because space battles were pretty fun.
I don't think there were space battles. I only saw... It was a desert area.
Okay.
Whatever that is, I don't know. Hoth.
Tatooine.
Oh, what's Hoth then? I don't even
know. Hoth is the ice one.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's close. Close enough. I don't want to talk about LucasArts anymore.
No.
Yeah, there's nothing to really talk about.
It's really disappointing that Disney did that.
It is. But, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Yeah. I'm not going to do anything about it.
You can't.
Can't go against Disney.
Nope. They're a pretty big kingpin.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Walking Dead Season 2 coming in Fall 13. Not Walking Dead the show, Walking Dead the game. Telltale's game, Season 2. Aiming for Fall 2013. I didn't play Walking Dead, but I know you did. So
I played the first whole thing.
So you can talk about this.
Yeah, it was really fun. Oh, not fun, but the story was good. And the choices that you made came back, and it was
just good.
It was a very good storytelling.
Yeah. I think the gameplay they decided on worked very well with the storytelling aspect.
Yeah.
It was like a point-and-click adventure, kind of, but also a
third person. There was a story.
Yeah.
And it was an interactive story, pretty much, I thought.
Yeah.
With your own choices.
Which is...
what I like.
Yeah, which is good.
I just wonder what they're going to... like who the main character is going to be in the second one or season two.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because I didn't play the first one, so I don't even know what happens.
You should play them. I'll bring over my Xbox.
And I could just play.
Yeah.
I remember, well, I played, Jackson bought them, and we were, like, going through together, kind of. He was playing, and I was just like, do this, do that, do this. So I was, like, telling him what to do, kind of, and he was playing. But, it was pretty interesting. I watched the, well, I didn't watch, I guess I did watched and up until they got to the gas station in the first episode. That's okay. What they're called, right? They're split into episodes.
Yeah.
Five episodes.
I'm trying to think of where they were at the gas station. Was it like, was the big, like, white guy there?
Yeah, he was having heart problems.
That was a pharmacy.
Oh.
Okay.
Whatever. He found his family. Or he didn't find his family, he found his family's remnants.
Yeah.
His parents apparently owned the pharmacy.
Yeah, his family owned the pharmacy, okay. And it's...
That makes sense.
I mean, I don't want to, like, spoil anything, because...
Yeah.
If you should play it.
It's pretty new, so... I wouldn't spoil anything. But I know... Yeah, that's all I know. Up until then, it's when I watched, and then Jackson played without me, so I didn't see anymore.
Whenever you finish, like, the end of season two, and on... Season three is a little bit, like,
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly, but... Like, there's some dry parts, but most of it is, like, the payoffs are like, oh my god.
Oh, like the payoffs from your choices, and you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I like when there are choices in video games and they come back in a big way, opposed to small.
Like, there was stupid. A small one in the beginning that I was like, yeah, this it might come back. And, like, at the very end, it's like, oh my god.
It came back at the very end of the episodes?
The very end of the whole game, like season or episode 5.
Okay, so I think if I played them, would I have to play them in succession to remember everything, or would I? Well, I guess I would anyway, because
I would play them in succession. I mean, even if you have to like
immediate succession, opposed to waiting, because I know when they came out, they would release one, wait a little bit, release another.
And you wouldn't have to, but you might remember more stuff if you played them in succession. The whole thing probably would take 8 hours.
Okay, maybe. That's not bad.
That's an estimate. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I recommend you play it.
Yeah. You got anything to add on Walking Dead Season 2?
No. Is there a release date?
Well, they're aiming for fall 2013 is all I know. Moving on?
Sure.
Okay. Bethesda's weird videos. You saw those, right?
Yeah, like a... It was a sunflower on fire, I think.
Yeah, it was like a set of sunflowers on fire. Well, that was the second one. The first one was like a record, a projection screen. I don't even know what else.
There was barbed wire in the one.
Yeah, there was. There was barbed wire in the first one too, I think. I don't know. What do you think it is?
Maybe they are getting hacked. I don't know.
No, they're on purpose. On purpose.
Why?
I don't know why, other than the fact that it's for a game, for sure. Like,
really?
They're tweeting,
you
like...
You think it's for Fallout?
I don't know, because...
Like, that makes no sense, though.
There's Bethesda Game Studios, and then there's Bethesda Softworks.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Bethesda Game Studios, the only thing they've produced in the last decade is Elder Scrolls games and Fallout games. Fallout 3.
Yeah. Those are the two... I forget which studio or developer it is, but they only do Elder Scrolls and Fallout.
I don't know. I know Bethesda Game Studios did Skyrim, because I remember seeing the gear every time I started the game up.
Okay.
But I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's Bethesda Softworks, because I looked up the case for Fallout 3, and it was Bethesda Softworks on the front, so I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. But, I don't know what these videos could be for, but they're really weird. And they're at Vine.com, I think it is. It's like a little video sharing site. That's where they're sharing them. But they're just like 10-second long clips. I don't even know if they have sound, do they?
I don't think so. They're just... If you're epileptic, don't watch these.
Yeah, well, don't watch the first one. The second one's not as bad.
The flowers.
Yeah, because they're just getting set on fire.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, it's... super weird. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what they could be for. I was thinking Fallout with the first one, because the record, because, like, in Fallout 3, didn't they have...
like, old music.
Yeah, like, old-timey music and stuff. Yeah. So I was thinking that. Maybe. And the barbed wire, I was like, okay, I'm sure there's barbed wire in Fallout all over the place. But...
the flowers, I don't know.
Yeah, it set maybe me off. Radiation? I was like, I don't even know anymore.
What? Like, from the nuke?
I don't know. Yeah, it could be like, symbolic, I suppose.
You gotta, like, reach out to...
yeah, make any sort
make
of,
any sense of that.
Yeah, I have no idea. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see exactly what these are about, because I have no idea.
Or they just release them and not explain them at all.
Yeah, they're just like, fuck people, fuck our fans.
Here's a new Elsewhere.
Elsewhere. hey, see that flower pot? Set it on fire. Put it on Vine. People make something out of
it. Melt this cricket with a magnifying glass.
That could be Fallout. I could see that being Fallout-ish.
Maybe. Or maybe a roach.
Maybe.
Just because they're...
now we're looking into our own our own bullshit. Got anything to add on that crazy stuff?
There's nothing to add.
Yeah. Not really. So we could just go to Call of Duty Uprising talk in general. Did you play any of the new maps?
I played... The multiplayer maps?
Yeah.
I think I played two. I think I played the stage one and Magma.
Yeah, Uncorn Magma. I was with you. I was playing with you. I forgot.
Okay, yeah.
Forgot you were there. Yeah, we were playing, like, party games. Gun game, in specific.
Yeah.
Yep. I really liked... those are the only two I saw, though, so I can't give my opinion on the other ones. But Magma was really cool. Like, I liked the... what?
In Magma, did we see a volcano erupt at all?
Well, there was lava flowing through the middle of the map.
All the time?
Yeah. Did you not see it?
No, I didn't. I was always on, like, the edge, and I would spawn, and I would die, pretty much.
I made a point to, like, run around and look at stuff. Yeah, on the very edge of the map, there's lava flowing in, and if you walk on it, it hurts you. And then in the very, very middle...
does it move places?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I thought it was going to be, like, hydro. Was it hydro?
Yeah, I think where the water flows through.
Yeah, I thought it was
it's just
like
constant.
That.
It's, okay. Like, there. In the one that I saw, it was like a pit of lava in the very middle. I don't know how you missed this.
I saw the lava, like, flowing through. I just thought that it was, like, hydro.
Oh, no, no.
I was, like, I was just waiting, looking up at the...
yeah, no. And there was either a bus or a train that went through it. And it was, like, a jointed train or a jointed bus, and it bent in the middle. So it went, like, below the surface of the lava. And there's, like... a window broken out that you can jump into. There's like a platform in the lava, and you can jump on it and then jump into the train. So it's just cool. Like, it's just going through the lava. I'm not explaining this very well.
Maybe.
Did you see that part at all?
I think.
Because I ran in and I jumped through the window and I just got shot, but it was cool. Overall. Yeah. I said before that I really like Treyarch's map design.
Do you remember the other two maps? The other two multiplayer maps?
I think there were three.
Oh, three? I thought
there
were four.
There's Encore, Magma, the Hollywood one.
Oh, I want to play that.
Yeah, me too. Because they said it's like firing range. Yeah. They said it was like to the fans, because all the fans were like, we want firing range again.
Yeah.
So they made this. Firing range. I want to say there's another one.
I thought there were four.
I might have been including Mob of the Dead. Which is what I really want to talk about.
We're holding off on that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything else to say. Oh, Encore was...
the stage one.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing a stage. Maybe I just never made it.
We just saw the bleachers.
Like, oh, yeah, the bleachers. Okay, now I remember. Yeah, I just got shot a lot.
Yeah.
Not good at Call of Duty.
No.
Plus, we were playing with Jeff and Jake, and they're just good at every video game.
Yeah.
I like how it was a game for them. They were like, oh, we're just running around.
I'm just
going
to have this, like, knife and sickle. And whenever they get, up to 17 20. Kills, then...
yeah, whatever.
We'll just end it.
But yeah, I didn't see any more maps than Encore and Magma.
Mob of the Dead.
Yeah, I really want to talk about Mob of the Dead. That's really why I bought the
highlight,
map pack.
Yeah.
That's why I bought the map pack. And,
spent $15 for one game type.
Well, at least we're going to get use it. Out of... yeah, it was worth it for sure. But at least we're probably going to get use out of the multiplayer maps, I would assume.
Eventually.
Yeah. Maybe. Once we're done with Mob of the Dead.
Once we figure out all the Easter eggs.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really interested in Easter eggs, really.
What? You didn't like the... Are we allowed to spoil stuff?
Spoil stuff in what?
Like the special grenades?
From?
Mob of the Dead.
There aren't
the special grenades. Well, this thing that takes the...
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm trying to be as vague as possible.
We'll go from the beginning. What do you think about Mob of the Dead overall?
It's fun. I just wish that you started out with snub-nose pistols.
Yeah, because in the opening video, it shows all the mobsters with snub-nose pistols trying to break out of prison.
Yeah.
And then it gets overrun by zombies, and they're holding off with snub-noses. And you start out with M1911s.
Again.
Every zombie map ever. I think it would have been a really cool addition.
It would have been. Yeah. It would have been like that cherry on top.
Yep.
Now we just have a mountain of whipped cream.
I guess that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you think overall?
I think it's fun. A little bit, confusing.
Yeah, like, I still don't know my way around.
Because at least whenever you're in, like, the jail cell part, like, that just all looks the same.
Yeah, I know, and I know, I try to get landmarks, I'm like, okay, this hanging body, and
then yeah, this thing.
There's 50,000 hanging bodies.
Just end up in the laundry room, and then that's
oh my god, that's so creepy.
It is so terrifying.
Well, the whole map is creepy, like, that's what I think. Inside, if you go inside the prison, it's terrifying.
Especially whenever you're like... just passing the laundry room, and you hear someone use the random box, and the lock drops, and it's just scary music.
Oh my god! The one time when I was going through, you guys were doing whatever.
We were getting the gas cans, and you were doing something else. I was trying to find my way around.
Yeah. If you don't want to hear like spoilers about Mob of the Dead, if you go into the description, we have times set for the next topic, so you can skip to after Mob of the Dead, and you can go to our next topic. But we're going to talk about, like, minor spoilers, just items and stuff that you get in Mob of the Dead. So if you don't want to hear that, go to the description, click the time for the next topic. Continue. I just wanted the disclaimer.
Yeah, well, that was probably a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. What were we talking about?
Mob of the... Oh, well, you were talking about the shower.
The showers. In, like, whenever... It's just creepy.
Yeah. Like, specifically, when I was... Oh, that's what I was saying. You guys were going around getting gas cans, and I was trying to I was trying to get perks, because I went down, so I was re-getting my perks. And I was walking through, not knowing my way around, walking through the prison, trying to get to the electric cherry.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to. And I was walking around, and this was at the end of the run, where we leave just one zombie to walk around so we can do what we want. And I didn't know where the zombie was, and I went up a little ramp, and I turned the corner, and the zombie turned the corner at the same time. And if you just stop talking for a while and just listen to the atmosphere of this map, like, chains rattle, just, like, creepy little things happen, and you'll just be like, okay, this has put me on edge. And then that zombie turned the corner, and I screamed so loud, and then you heard something, and you thought I was screaming at the thing you heard, and you didn't know what was that. I scared the shit out of myself.
Yeah.
And then it happened two more times later.
I was like, I was just going to keep it to myself and no one else heard it, because I don't know
I started screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't know if, like, Weasel is, like, the crazy guy.
Yeah, like how in Die Rise
there was... If he just hears stuff. So I was like, oh, my, I don't know. Everyone else could hear this.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But it's so creepy. Especially, there's an area called the showers, and there are just bodies hanging from the ceiling.
Blood-drenched sheets.
The shower sheets, I guess.
There's only one way in, I think, unless you open the door with Afterlife.
One way in and one way out, right?
There's a door you can open with Afterlife, I think.
Oh, I didn't know you had to open it with Afterlife.
We did it the first time, but it was like whenever we were dicking around, we didn't know what we were doing. But you can open the door, and there's like two ways, but... I remember you and I, whenever we were doing, like, just us two, we got trapped there, and we were like, oh by the door.
That was so fucking terrifying. Because there are bodies hanging from, I said this already, but they're hanging from meat hooks. Yeah. So it's like, and they're in, like, body bags, kind of, so
it's just... Are they just wrapped in sheets? Maybe, like, wrapped in sheets.
Listen, I don't know. This is one of the maps where I'm not going to look at stuff. It's just super fucking creepy.
It'd be really creepy if you had to, like, knife them to get items out or something. Oh, like, the warden key would be... That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, god damn, we gotta, like, shoot this zombie.
Oh, that'd be gross.
Yeah, it would.
But, yeah, inside the prison is really creepy. Everything else, not so much.
Yeah. Outside, if you can see the sky, it's not creepy.
Yeah, if you can see distance, it's not creepy. What lightning. Yeah. Whenever we were first playing, it was thunderstorming in real life and thunderstorming in the game, and I was like, oh, god. This is just creepy as hell.
I think the dogs are a cool addition.
Yeah, the hellhounds that come out of the wall and eat. That's really cool.
Yeah, and then you get...
At first, I thought it was a trap.
Yeah. But
if you... There are three spots on the map of these hellhounds that come out of the wall, and you have to kill zombies near them, and if you do so...
It eats them.
And then they get fed, and they're like, okay, I'm done. I'm done feeding. And if you get all three, you unlock a... I don't even know
tomahawk.
I think, or
hatchet.
No, it is a tomahawk, but okay. I don't know what else to call it, other than it's a hell tomahawk that if you throw...
It ricochets.
Off of a bunch of stuff.
It comes back.
Yeah,
and it regenerates, which is so cool.
So you can... It's really good. Like,
for
it kills.
Ammo, and if you plan on running around, which... I thought we were going to die.
So whenever
we were playing last night.
Okay.
I was like, oh, we should just run around and use the tomahawk. It'll be hard, and it'll take forever, but we'll be able to get to a really high level.
I don't know if we'd be able to kill them fast enough.
Well, as long as... Only 16 spawn on the map, I'm pretty sure, right?
No, I think it's like 20-something.
Really?
At one given time, yeah.
Well, whatever. When, if they're following us, then... As long as we all stay together, we all could just...
I don't know. But another cool thing about them, it's called the Retriever, I think. So if you see a power-up, like max ammo or anything, you can throw the tomahawk at it, and it'll retrieve it for you. Like,
that's
cool. It'll grab them. You didn't know that?
I did. Okay. I was just saying that
you said, like, that's cool, like you didn't know. I was like, you did it last night.
The only thing is, like, I remember whenever we were trying to have one zombie, and I had one, like... ready to throw, and I was like, oh, shit. I didn't know.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't know if I could just... I didn't know I could just throw it at the ground and get rid of it.
Yeah,
I thought
it just
ricocheted everywhere and would have killed it.
Because I remember I would try to throw it, and one of you would walk in front of me and be like, and then just go back in my hands. I'd be like, god damn it.
Death Machine is sweet.
Yeah, the
and the...
Blundergat.
That was cool.
Dude, have you had it yet?
No, I haven't.
You got the Death Machine, though. So.
That was pretty cool, in my opinion.
You can get the Death Machine as a box weapon. Zombie fans that know what we're talking about.
The only downside is it only has two clips, so if you get, like, a max ammo and you're out of ammo, you only get, like, half the bullets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we screwed you over a lot with that.
A little bit.
Yeah. But the Blundergat is, I think, the new Wonder Weapon.
Yeah.
I want to say it is. A lot of people are saying it's not the new Wonder Weapon. Well, I don't know. People that we know are saying it's not the Wonder Weapon because you don't have to build it. But that's not how they used to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, you just got out of the box.
Yeah, like the Wonder...
It's wonderful to me.
What?
It's wonderful to me.
Yeah. Like, it's just really cool. It's a quad-barrel shotgun that, if you upgrade, it's just destruction in your hands. And
you
then
can also upgrade it at a workbench.
Yeah.
What is it called? Like the acidifier or something like that?
Vitriolic vanisher, maybe? I don't know.
It's an acidic shotgun.
Yeah,
sticks to things.
Well, it shoots three capsules. I don't know why three, maybe four. It shoots three or four little capsules that stick to things, and the zombies get distracted by them. So if you shoot it at a wall, they'll stick to the wall. And then it'll blow up and kill the zombies. I don't think I ever shot it at a zombie, and it exploded, and the zombie didn't die on round 29.
That's cool.
So, but I didn't think you would go through the ammo fast, but you do.
Yeah.
You get like 136 shots, and it shoots three at once. So, we ran out eventually, and it was bad. But we survived.
Yeah. It was a good game last night. Anything else? Do we want to talk about any of the parts? Or no?
No, I mean, we don't really need to.
Okay.
I mean, you gather parts to build a plane to go pack a punch. But that's really it. I don't really know how to get any of the parts. You guys did all that.
I know how to get some. I don't know how to get all of them, though.
I don't know. I don't really know. So I'll just... If I ever play alone... fuck that.
Good luck with that.
If I ever play with anyone that hasn't played before, then...
The characters. Screwed. We should talk about the characters.
Yeah, the characters the cast. Are really cool. Ray Liotta or Roy Liotta. I think it's Ray Liotta.
Something Liotta.
Billy.
Billy.
Billy in the game. Billy Finn, Weasel, and...
Sal. I like Sal.
They're all like big actors from mobster movies.
Yeah.
Which I really like. Thank God there's a new zombie crew.
Yes.
Other than... I don't even know what their names are. I don't even care.
Yeah.
The ones from Transit and Dire Eyes are just so much worse than this crew.
Yeah.
This one's so much better. Do you think it's better than the original zombie crew?
I don't know. I really like gangsters and... Maybe just, like, seeing the shit that was tossed at us before these people. Like, well, the ones for Transit and Die Rise.
Oh.
Maybe that just makes this crew feel, like, so much...
Better than Richtofen.
Better.
I don't know. But Richtofen and them, like, what are they? Richtofen, Dempsey... What was the Asian guy's name?
Takio.
And, the Russian guy. Nikolai something. I don't know. They like, it was so cool because they're all from, like, were they from the same, I guess they, most of them would have been from the same era.
Yeah, maybe
World War II-ish, I believe.
Yeah
I think so. Never thought about that before, but I guess they're all from the same period. But they just, like, their dialogue is really cool because Dempsey likes Takio. Richtofen hates everybody because he's a Nazi, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he's a Nazi.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Nikolai's just a drunk. But, like, it was cool because they had their own, like, special chemistry, and it was just, it worked.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
The chemistry might be better, but I don't know. Like, whenever I got down and there was no one near me, he went into, like, a spiel of just... I couldn't hear it very well, and he was just like, "This is my last." I don't know. Make right.
I don't know. I didn't hear that, but they've got some pretty funny ones. Like, if you get a headshot with Finn, and he's like, "You lost that fucking bet." it was funny ones.
Sal was like, "I had, like, maybe two shots in my gun." He was like, "I don't know if I should use this on the zombies or on myself."
That's funny. I need more time with these guys before I decide.
Turn up the voice volume.
Yeah, before I decide if they're better than the original zombie crew, which I don't think so.
I don't. It's
as of now, I don't think so.
Maybe because they're all, like, the same character.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why.
Maybe
because you can group them together, whereas with the other ones you can't.
They have more individuality.
Nice word. It was very mumbled. Got anything to add on? What's it called? Uprising?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe they'll update it and you can start out with snub noses.
If they do, it'll be perfect.
Even if it was just like three shots, I would not... maybe three shots would be...
Of now, I think it's my second favorite map, with my first being Call of the Dead. So whoever's running these Of the Dead maps, yes, good stuff.
Yeah.
But, like... what was I going to say? I was going to say something about Call of the Dead. I don't really know. Just the movie-based ones, the actor-based ones.
Yeah.
They're good stuff.
They are.
And you'd think they wouldn't be. Like, let's bring these celebrities in and do these voiceovers for these characters. But no.
Like,
amazing.
I'm completely out. Like...
Oh, God.
Completely.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Moving on that note, we can talk about the Nintendo Direct, which you didn't see.
No, I was
But
working.
I watched it. I think it was at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. for us. And I thought it was at 3 p.m. So I was very wrong. I was like, yeah, we'll just do the podcast later. We should wait till after. And then I watched it at like 10 in the morning and I was like, oh, whatever. They did announce a lot. They did talk about it a lot.
No Smash Bros?
No, nothing Smash Bros. I think the earliest we're going to see Smash Bros... we talked about it on the last podcast, which you weren't here for.
2015.
Oh, no. The earliest we're going to see Smash Bros. stuff, anything Smash Bros, is E3 13. So
release date 2015.
Yeah, probably early 2015 or something. Which, whatever, man. They need to take as long as they need to on a Smash Bros title. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Except for the last one, because they delayed it for like a month or two just to put custom maps in, custom stages, which I never used. Did you?
No.
Did you even know there was that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. No one would play them in my house. I just
played by myself.
Played by myself. Went through adventure. Yeah. Played myself.
Yeah. We went through a little bit, didn't we?
Probably. I played with my brother a little bit.
Oh.
He doesn't. He's not, you know.
That makes sense. Anyway.
Taking up all the lives.
About the Nintendo Direct. I don't know if they announced... Oh, they did announce the Animal Crossing 3DS... Animal Crossing New Leaf 3DS bundle, yeah. Which is... Do you ever play Animal Crossing?
No, I played a little bit and was like, what the hell is this?
I never played it.
I think it was like, pick it up at Walmart or GameStop and play this demo.
Oh, okay.
That's what I played.
Yeah, I feel really like confused. It's a game, like, if you actually play, you need to invest a lot of time in. And it's a pretty chill game, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it's just a chill-out game.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting happens, really. Oh, I don't know. Like, I can like those games, if I try.
You shouldn't have to try to like a game, though.
I guess. I shouldn't say that. If I'm in the right mood, in the right mindset, I can enjoy that game. I could.
Under certain circumstances, I could like this game.
On a Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If it was raining and no. Slightly overcast.
Anyway, they announced the New Leaf 3DS bundle, which comes with the game pre-installed on the SD card. So that's cool.
So you can't share.
Maybe that's why. Sell it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's just for your convenience. Well, I'm just going to go with that.
Okay.
And the...
It's cheaper.
The special edition Luigi 3DS, which has... It's kind of like different shades of green everywhere, so it kind of looks cool. Like camo. I think there might be some red. Oh, it
looks like camo.
No, it's camo-esque. I don't know if it's camo. But I know there's a Mario on it. Someone pointed that out on, I think, Reddit. Or Tumblr. There was a, like, it's just Luigi printed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a silhouette. And then on the back, there's one Mario. Which is pretty funny. So even when he tries to be the whole Luigi. No. Which is funny.
Yeah.
But we'll just talk about the main things from the Nintendo Direct. One of which being Mario Party 3DS. Did you see any screenshots on this?
I saw it. Isn't it only for, it's only for the 3DS. Would you get it?
I don't know. Like, it depends on if... I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, Mario Party's meant for, like, multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
So, it's usually on a console, so everyone can see the screen, and I was like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if maybe you could pass it around. And I was like, no, because then no one would be able to see anything, and minigames wouldn't be able to be useful. So it has to be four-player co-op through 3DSs. Like, it has to be. Otherwise, it's dumb.
Yeah. I agree.
And even then, it might be kind of dumb, because, like, I have a Wii U, and most of my friends don't have a Wii U, so if I got Mario Party for the Wii U, it'd be really cool, because it could be, like, a party game, and everyone could come over and...
Is it for the Wii U?
No. It's for the 3DS. That's...
It's really stupid.
I know. Well, I don't know if it's stupid, but it's not smart.
They could have released two.
They could have.
Maybe they will release it eventually.
Maybe. I just don't
know. It can't
be
that hard to make it for the Wii U. I don't think. Because the DS uses the same touch technology as the gamepad, and they could just adapt. Does it? Similar.
Okay,
and it won't be that hard. It's
like a big DS.
Yeah,
a big 3DS.
So it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
No, it wouldn't.
If you hold the gamepad below your TV screen, it's a 3DS.
Yeah.
Without the 3D.
Yeah.
So it's a
DS. Yeah. I don't know about handheld Mario Party games. That's what I'm trying to get. That's what the point I'm making is.
It's not a party game then, if it's
handheld. Like, it looks fun though. Like, they're going back to like each stage has its own unique feature. Like, yep. There's one where you can sit in a spaceship and then like spaceship stuff happens. There's a, there's just cool little things on each map. That's just an example, but like, I don't know if that's gonna work though.
Why?
A handheld Mario Party game.
Well, for everyone in Asia who has a 3DS, it might be fun. And you could go to like the coffee house and just,
yeah,
fun time for everyone.
Yeah,
just everyone.
Because everyone in Japan coffee. Has three 3DSs.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. A lot of people do, I assume.
I want a 3DS XL. They seem really cool.
I wouldn't take it with me, though, because...
Yeah, I mean, I never really... I kind of do. I take it,
you know,
like on trips and stuff when I have to go to... Huh?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Because it would just wouldn't fit in my, the car, the, my pocket when I go went on car ride.
Oh, I guess. You know what you could do? You could do what everyone in Japan does and get one of those clips for your backpack so you can clip it on.
Really?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
They make those?
Well, I know they in Japan, so I don't, you know. I don't know if people attach them to their backpacks, though. But they do have wrist straps. You know, 3DS does.
Okay.
Okay. Cool, Paul.
That's cool. Cool story.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add on Mario Party 3DS?
Nah.
Other than the fact that it should be on a console.
Yeah, it should.
It has 81 new minigames, though, so... Like, brand new.
It'd be a lot like Adventureland, I think, though, wouldn't it? Because people
Adventure
would be
Time.
Playing...
I mean, not Adventure Time. Adventure...
Nintendo Land.
Nintendo Land. Good oh, God.
Never mind.
Yeah. We all don't know what we're talking about. The both of us.
Nintendo Land. Wouldn't it just be like Nintendo Land? Because everyone would either be versing the person with the gamepad, or gamepad versus gamepad.
Well, no, they could make it all sideways Wiimotes.
No.
If they did make a Wii
U... You have to implement the gamepad.
That's what I was going to say. If you make a Wii... Or if you make a thing, Mario Party Mario. Game for the Wii U, you'd have to implement that, which would be really cool.
Yeah, so...
They could find a lot of ways to make it work.
Yes.
Got anything to add?
No. Will you buy it?
If you buy it.
Nah, I don't think so. I wouldn't waste.
If all my friends were like Nintendo fanatics, or at least as much of a Nintendo person as I am, then maybe. That'd be so cool if everyone was, you know?
It'd be so cool if everyone was exactly like me and like everything
It'd
that
so
I like.
Cool if there were just a world of Pauls, man. That would be cool.
No, wouldn't. You'd be killing yourself over and over again.
That's true. Would that count as suicide?
No.
Well, you're killing yourself.
If you killed your clone, would it be suicide? I don't know. It'd be the same thing.
I don't know. Anyway, back
no,
to...
No, it wouldn't be.
Back to games. Yoshi's Island 3DS. I expected you to be really happy about this.
I was, but I was so disappointed whenever it was for 3DS.
Why?
I don't know. Because it looks like... I watched some gameplay. I skipped around on the Nintendo Directive.
Yeah.
And... It's a lot of the maps seemed very similar to Yoshi's Island for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
the big egg was cool when he.
Oh yeah,
he like picked up this massive egg and just destroyed the map with it. And
yeah,
bounced all over the place.
I think that comes from New Super Mario Bros. For the DS, because I remember there was a mushroom you could get that made you huge, and you literally just ran through the map
really?
And crushed everything. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But I think that's where that derives from.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, I played very little Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo. I didn't have it. It was the main problem.
Yeah.
And you did. I know you loved it.
I liked it.
It seems like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the sequel for the DS in 2006 was not well received.
No.
And didn't, like, it was very different from the original. But this looks like it's... More close, or it's closer to the original than it is the sequel, which is probably for the better.
That is good.
Yeah. So that makes me think what the Yoshi game for Wii U is going to be.
The Yarn one?
Yoshi's Yarn is, I think, the working title.
I don't know. I've seen a little bit on it, and I don't like the art style.
The Yarn?
Yeah. I don't know. I might get used to it. Do you know if it plays like Yoshi's Island at all?
I have seen, I think there's literally like 2 seconds of footage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's just him walking for a second.
Okay.
And then maybe some screenshots. I have not seen any gameplay, or the 2 seconds of gameplay.
Because if it played like it, I might get around the yarn, but I don't know.
I don't know how else it could play, honestly. I saw, and did you see in the Nintendo Direct for Yoshi's Island, he can do, could he do butt pounds? And
yeah.
He could?
There was this one monster where you were fighting the Black Crow, and you were on a world, and there were stakes, and...
Stakes as in stakes in the ground, or
yeah, the meat? Stakes in the ground.
Okay.
And there was one on, or there were 4 stakes, one on each side, and if you hit one, it would send the the stake on the opposite side down, and that's how you had to damage him. And you, it was fun.
Yeah.
I just remember that. It was a joyous moment playing that game.
Joy, just a moment?
Yeah. Memory.
Okay. Oh, you mean, oh. I thought you meant the entire game was a joyous moment.
The killing it.
I gotcha.
Killing it in Yoshi.
But, yeah, that's really just all I know about that Yoshi's Island is that it... I don't... I wanted to say the sequel didn't have Baby Mario, but it does. I saw the case.
Could you do, like, the flipper jump or the flipper levitate thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He, like, kicks his feet. You oh, remember yeah, no, when, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In the DS just... one or this one? This one you can do it twice, I think.
No, I know in this one you can. I was talking about the...
The DS one?
Yeah.
I feel like you would have to be able to, otherwise it would be really stupid.
Yeah, well, I thought that might be why it was really stupid.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or maybe you couldn't shoot eggs in the other one, which was... A key point in any Yoshi game.
What do you think? You got anything to add on that?
I don't think so. Will you buy it?
maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't a very big Yoshi's Island player. Never got into it.
Yeah. Sure, I wasn't either.
Well, you're a huge one. Nope, nothing to add. Other than that. You gonna get it?
I don't know. I really liked the first one.
Yeah.
Liked it a lot.
I feel like you should wait till there's more...
Yes,
or content. At least see the whole gameplay.
Just YouTube the whole game.
No. I meant see all the gameplay from the Nintendo Direct. Yeah. And then decide on whether...
I think I saw most all of it. It was... Brought back memories.
Yeah. Moving on to, let's see. The Game Boy Advance Virtual Console. Which is, I might have read this wrong, but I think they're bringing Game Boy Advance games to the Wii U Virtual Console. They're also bringing Nintendo 64 games to the... I know the Nintendo 64 games are coming to the Wii U Virtual Console, but I want to say that the Game Boy Advance games are coming to the Wii U, but that doesn't make sense. Like, don't you think they should be on the 3DS?
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be very, very wrong.
Well, maybe you could just play it on the gamepad.
See, that's what I was
thinking. That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be... Well, even the TV. Like, I think it'd be really awesome to play Game Boy Advance games on the TV. Like,
play Pokemon on the TV?
Yeah. You know, whatever.
Pretty cool.
I know that there was a GameCube attachment where you plugged it in the bottom and then you could play games on that on your TV.
Pokemon Stadium. Da, da, da,
da. Well, Pokemon... What?
Pokemon Stadium.
For the 64?
Oh, fuck. That's not Game Boy Advance. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
You mean Coliseum? I think that was the one.
No, I was thinking of the wrong console, yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, anyway, the yeah, there was an attachment for the GameCube where you could plug the Game Boy Advance game into the bottom and then play it on the TV.
Yeah.
That's how the Game Grumps played Pokemon. If I'm not mistaken. Otherwise, if that's not it, it's just Black Magic.
I think that's how it worked.
Black Magic.
Yes.
Oh.
No, the other.
Yeah. Did you... Oh, you did have a Game Boy Advance, right? You had a
yes.
NES-themed one.
Yeah, it was the shit.
Yeah. I just had, I had a Game Boy... I had a clear Game Boy Advance. You know, the normal one.
Yeah. Was it purple clear?
Yeah, it was a clear purple.
That's one. The first, like, Game Boy Color I had. I was really excited.
Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance?
Game Boy Color and Advance.
You had 2 Game Boy Advances?
The one that didn't flip.
Yeah, that's the Game Boy SP. It's a Game Boy Advance.
I had a...
You had both, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My The original Game Boy Advance broke. Oh, okay. And so I needed I got an SP, which was...
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay. Do you still have it?
The SNES one?
The NES one.
Or NES one. I want to say yes, because I would not throw something like that away. I think I do.
That's cool. Yeah, I wouldn't sell that either.
Yeah, or like memorabilia.
Yeah, I remember I had a Game Boy Advance and a Game Boy SP, because I had one.
Those car rides.
Yeah. Well, I got one from, I want to say, my cousin, and then I tried to sell it for some dumbass reason. I went through a phase where I was just like selling all my stuff. I was like, money. Other games. And I tried to sell it, and they were like, you can't sell this because it doesn't have a serial number on the back. And I was like, okay. So I sold it to some kid at school, and then I wanted it back, and he was like, man, I already sold it. And I was like, you lying bastard. So I lost that.
How much did you sell it for? $5. It is milk.
I want to say $70. Okay. $5 and it's milk. Probably not the regular milk, the chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, that's like $500 right there. But yeah, I sold it to him, and then he didn't give it back, and I was really upset. This was...
He just pulls it, he just walks away and pulls it
out.
Yeah,
pulls it out, starts playing it. Dick. Probably did. Probably made sure he never brought it to school.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from a virtual console. Zelda, Oracle of Ages, and Oracle of Seasons 3DS. Or, no, they're not for the... Okay. They're coming to the eShop for the 3DS. So that's pretty cool. They were originally released on the Game Boy Color, I believe. And they're like, there's Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons, and they both... They both link together. Like, I think it's two different places, like two different environments.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from one to the other if you have both games.
So this is the whole new game?
No, this is Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons.
No idea what you're talking about.
It's Zelda. Zelda games for the Game Boy Color.
Okay.
And yeah, they just linked and...
They leaked?
Linked.
Oh, okay.
These are old. They're for the Game Boy Color.
Okay.
And I didn't play them. I didn't really play any portable Zeldas, but they linked and
linked.
They linked, and he went to yeah.
Link.
He got killed by a like. You know what a like is?
I don't think so.
They're bastard things. They're like big. You played some of Ocarina of Time, right?
Yeah. Are they the zombie things?
No, those demon spawns. No, not those. They're like tube monsters, and they eat you, and then they spit you out, and they take your... I want to say they take your tunic and your shield.
What? You're running around tunicless?
No. I mean, say you have the fire tunic on, and your master shield? Hylian shield, I don't know. Hylian shield, it'll spit you out, and you'll have no shield, and your normal tunic... So it takes your shield.
So does he wear his normal tunic under his special tunics?
I doubt it. That'd get really hot.
Just wear the blue one. Just cools it down.
Where's the red one, which makes him hot? The blue one cools him down. And then the green one, and he's just
wear them all at once.
Just normal. Just create 6 billion universes. Yeah, you got anything to add on Oracle of Ages and Seasons? Yeah. Oh yeah, probably the biggest piece of news from the Nintendo Direct for me, the brand new Zelda game for the 3DS, which takes place in the universe or timeline of A Link to the Past, but is not a remake. So that's pretty cool, I think.
Was A Link to the Past Super Nintendo? Or just...
Yeah, it was SNES. It was SNES, so Super Nintendo, yeah.
Okay, it wasn't the...
It was the one where he had pink hair. Or purple hair.
Okay. Did he shoot his sword when his hearts were full?
He did that in Legend of Zelda also. The very first one.
That's the one that I played.
Well.
I didn't know if that was just... I didn't know if
Could you sprint? And he would hold his sword out and rush. Was it colorful? Maybe. Was it colorful?
It was very dull.
Okay, that's probably the one for the NES,
then. Yeah, that's the one I played.
Okay. I played A Link to the Past.
My aunt gave my cousin the SNES one.
Really?
So I think the Link to the Past is the one that she gave him.
Okay, so. I gotcha. Anyway.
Anyway, talk about it.
This game...
Take it away.
It takes place in the same either timeline or universe or just setting. It looks... It's the same... I don't want to say the same style, the same camera angle, but the style is different. It's like a different art style, but he doesn't have pink hair, is what I'm getting at here. He looks like a cross between the pink-haired Zelda, or pink-haired Link, God, of the pink-haired Link and, like, Wind Waker Link, or Toon Link. And, I think the main things that the game is boasting is multi-platform play. So, like, the gameplay that I saw, he hit something with a hammer, and it sprung him up to the next level. So, like, it's multi-platform dungeons, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he would go from the other to one. And another thing is, I don't think it has a title yet, so I'm just going to call it Zelda 3DS for now. But he turns into a drawing. So if he goes up to a wall, he, like, becomes 2D, and then he can walk on the wall. So
was it like a side-scroller?
No. It was like how A Link to the Past was.
Okay.
Like the above-camera angle.
Okay.
It's like that, except on the wall he can, like, walk around corners and stuff that he normally wouldn't be able to walk around. So that's going to be some interesting gameplay, in my opinion. Yep. Got anything to add?
No. I might watch you play it. Is it co-op?
It's for the 3DS. So no.
No,
it's going to be single player, I would imagine. I don't think there's ever or will be a co-op Zelda. Oh, Four Swords.
Four Swords was co-op, so I didn't know they were going to be like that.
We should play that. We both got it for free on the 3DS, right?
Yeah.
So we should play it. It's fun.
Played a little bit. It was
all right. I played Four Swords for the GameCube, and that was pretty cool. I'm amazed at how I figured out games when I was younger. Like, that, but, like, even younger when I was, like, playing stuff on the SNES. Like, how did I figure that stuff out?
What'd you play on the SNES?
A Link to the Past, Super Mario World. I guess that's pretty easy to figure out. Although, like, the main games. I didn't play Tetris Attack. I know you did.
Yeah. It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It was a lot of quick thinking, though.
Yeah. But, like, Zelda. That's hard. That stuff, like, you have to take breaks and think about it. Ponder your life.
Sit down and draw out maps.
Oh, yeah, people did. Did you know that?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, like, because there wasn't an overworld map, so you had to draw your own. Anyway, moving on. Our last few things we have. I guess this is the last thing. Pikmin 3 date was announced as August 4th. And the winged Pikmin was announced, so that's pretty cool. Don't you think so?
It's very cool.
You didn't play Pikmin, though, right?
Nope.
I played Pikmin 1, didn't play Pikmin 2, but I'm definitely going to play Pikmin 3. Because, well, they have a bunch of new, or two, so far, two new Pikmin. There's the first three, there's the blue one, which does water. He can survive in water. Red can resist fire, and yellow can carry bombs, I think is their specialty. And now there's the rock Pikmin, which is like, you know.
He throws rocks.
No, he is a rock.
Oh, he is a rock.
He is a rock, and he's like big, purple, and fat, and you throw him, and he like... I know that at the...
I thought there were already purple Pikmin in it.
There were already purple Pikmin, and they were heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are rock Pikmin. And the one boss that I saw, it was like a giant worm with like crystal armor, so you had to throw the rock Pikmin at him.
And break the crystal armor.
Yeah, and then throw your Pikmin on him. I love Pikmin. It's so cool. And then the winged Pikmin.
Not enough to buy the first two?
No, I played the first one.
Oh, I thought you...
Okay. No, I have it. I didn't play the second one, though.
Okay.
Second one had a multiplayer, like competitive multiplayer. So you were a captain, and there was another captain, and you could just battle your armies of Pikmin. It was really funny. And I played that with my cousin, but I didn't buy it. And the other new one is the winged Pikmin, and they can fly. Obviously. And they can carry stuff. So I assume there'll be some sort of, like, protection. Because if your guys are carrying stuff, they can get attacked by other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you need, like, Pikmin is, like, the premise of the first game is he crashes on the planet and he
enslaves them, and then...
Well, yeah. He needs to get off, so when he crashed, his parts were scattered around the world, or this area, so he had to... They had to help
him. Your yard.
Yeah, the yard. And the Pikmin helped him get him back, and they carry, like, the parts. So, like, it takes 20 people, 20 Pikmin to carry the engine, say, and you have to get 20 Pikmin, and they carry the engine back. That's the first one for you. That's really it, though. You didn't play Pikmin, right?
No. I think I already played it on Nintendo Land.
Oh, yeah. It's very different, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can,
concept's like, the same, though.
Kind of. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Except in the in Pikmin, you would use the C-stick, and, like, they all run behind you, and you can use the C-stick to move them in front of you, so it's just, like, a wave of Pikmin, and you can, like, hit an enemy, and then you'll just... The wave will come away, and then there'll just be, like, 30 Pikmin attacking the enemy. That's how I did it. You could throw them, but I just moved the wave and then did it that way. No, nothing to add.
How many Pikmin did you have with you?
I think you could have up to 50.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. They're not as big as they are in Nintendo Land, though. They're teeny. They're pretty small.
Even whenever we do versus?
Yeah. They're really small. They're like half the size of Olimar.
I meant, like, you know how Olimar has its Pikmin with them? Are they that size?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they're that size.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, we wrapping up?
Yeah.
All right. I think we covered everything we have. So, if you'd like to ask us viewer questions, or if you have a suggested topic you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, you can send us some sort of question through... If you go to finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com, you can click our Ask button and send us a question. You can tweet us at Final Stagecast, or you can leave a YouTube comment. Yep, that's really all I got. Or, right, we're on iTunes. If you want to download our podcast there, you can subscribe, I think. Podomatic. I think you can subscribe. What?
Podomatic.
Well, Podomatic is... iTunes.
Okay, okay.
I upload to Podomatic and it goes to
iTunes.
iTunes. So okay. Yeah. It's easier to just go to iTunes.
Okay.
So you can subscribe there, and then I think the podcasts will automatically download to your iPod or computer. That's got cool. Anything? Got anything to wrap up with?
No insightful wisdom from this guy.
Insightful wisdom. No pearls of wisdom over here. Yep. I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out our other podcasts during the outro.